Kids, come on up. It's children's story time, and I believe Miss Wendy Noss has a wonderful story for us.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. How are you? Okay, I have a question to ask you. How big is God? 1,000 pounds? Anybody else have another idea? How big is God? Do we even know? Do you know that there's a little verse in the book of Psalms, I believe, or Isaiah, that say the clouds are the dust of his feet? So next time it's real cloudy here, what are you going to think of? How big God is. He's right here with us. Okay, well, I have a lesson for you today. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Got to have those to see. I have a lesson for you today in really how big God is in the grass. You ever think of God in the grass? No? In the grass? Okay, I'm going to read a scripture to start. Okay, and this is found in Genesis 1. It's verse 11 and 12, okay? And God said, let the earth bring forth grass. A little bit hard to hold all this. The herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed it is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God said, let it be so, and it was so. He spoke, and it was. He commanded, and it stood fast. I want you to remember that. It stood fast. All right, so he created the grass. Okay, hold on. All right. So right here, what do I have? One blade of grass. So when God spoke, that blade of grass listened. And this is what happened. I'm going to have Allie help me. She can help me with my little prop here. Anybody know what this is? Trash? A bag? What does it look like, though? Think about the grass. Dirt. This represents a dirt clod, okay? It was a roll of wrapping paper, but anyway, it's my makeshift dirt clod. All right, do you know, we're going to pretend like this dirt clod, okay, we all know that you have to have seed and dirt for something to grow, right? Okay, so this little seed of grass was under this dirt clod. Okay, here we go. Thank you. And do you know that the one dirt clod is 10,000 times the size of that blade of grass? How is it that that little seed was able to come up through that? How? Because God spoke and it stood fast. It is. That is how big God is. Now, just to think about this, Asher, come up here. Here's Asher. Okay, Asher, sit down by that dirt clod. What would happen if we put 10,000 Ashers on top of Asher? Probably wouldn't be any more Asher, huh? He'd suffocate. That's how powerful God is. And you know that that blade of grass comes up through there millions of times a day, a week, a year, however, because God spoke and it stood fast. If God did not speak it for it to stay, the earth would have become desolate. And so it said he also gave us the fruit for us to eat as food. Okay? Thank you, Asher. I want to give you one more example, because you know, you can't ask me to come up and do a children's story without throwing a little health tidbit in there. Okay, because that's what I love to do. Okay, does anybody know what's in this bag right here? No. Anybody? I know it's hard for you to see. This is wheat. Oh, this is wheat. Okay? So, if you put this wheat in a little bit of special dirt, or even in water, and then drain it, and more water, and drain it, what will happen? It'll sprout, and it'll grow, and it'll turn into, guess what? But it's not just grass, it's wheatgrass. Have any of you ever tried wheatgrass? Because God gave it to us for healing purposes. In 1 ounce of juiced wheatgrass, it is equivalent to a blood transfusion. It contains 98 of 102 aminos and minerals and vitamins that are in the whole earth. And what are we made up of? All those same things. So God gave us this miracle to help us when we needed healing. Isn't that awesome? So how big is God? He cares about the little blade of grass all the way to the entire universe that he holds into place. So next time you get discouraged or you need to think of something to lift you up, just remember that blade of grass, okay? Praise the Lord. Okay, you can go back to your seats.